It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree.
Serving seven continents and the Arch of St. Louis, this is Worldwide Christian Radio.
Right out of Nashville, Tennessee. miss it, ladies and gentlemen. We are in interesting times. The outcome of all history is hinging on your performance. I'm going to repeat, the outcome of your performance will direct the way that history will go. The Bible says, unless there comes a falling away, that the end will not come. Ladies and gentlemen, if we go back to the celestial message that is written in the stars by the Ancient One, Yahweh Himself, who gave us the consolations and the signs, and the word for sign in Genesis 1:14 is from the root word aveth, meaning to mark. This tells us that one of the functions of the stars is to mark out or to signify someone or something special to come. In Psalms 147:4, we see that all the stars are named by Yahweh. And in Psalms 19:1-6, we find that the stars pour forth their speech as they display knowledge, and that their voice is heard throughout the universe. Deep crieth unto deep. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will study this passage, it shows that the stars in their courses do four things. Number one, they prophesy. Number two, they give knowledge. And ladies and gentlemen, above all, they illustrate the glory of Yahweh, and they show forth His purpose. So, as we go into the consolational research of the ancients and understand the original understanding of the stars, and the Bible says to look at the stars. Look up there, the Messiah said in Matthew chapter 24, for the signs, these are the consolational signs, and the picture, ladies and gentlemen, the pictorial graph of the star system, known by the ancients. The first one that we enter to would be Virgo, and that's the prophecy of the promised seed. Oh my, I could teach on that for days. Within the framework of each constellation, starting with Virgo, we have the three inner bands of the constellation, and each star cluster has a message. Number one in Virgo is Comma, the woman with the child. Centurius is the second one. It is the despised sin offering, made him sin for us. And the third one would be Boots, the coming one with the branch, ladies and gentlemen. And we know that that was the olive branch and the shaft of wheat in the virgin's hand. And in Libra, the balance, the scales, weighed in the balance, ladies and gentlemen, is the redeemed atoning work. And the three bands is the crutch, the cross endured. Lupus, the victim slain. Corona, the crown bestowed. And in the third constellation is Scorpio. And it depicts the Redeemer's conflict as he wrestled with the serpent, that old devil that we're going to talk about tonight. The first band in that constellation is Serpens, assaulting the man's heel. And it's Ophiuchus, the man grasping the serpent, and Hercules, the mighty man victorious. The fourth one, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to look about was the item of Sagittarius, as we all know it in the constellation of Sagittarius. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these are mentioned for a specific reason and taught to the ancients, been changed by the Babylonian astrologers and astronomers, and falsely injected some of the deception that we've talked about in previous messages, beginning with number one, the return of the star serpents. Sagittarius is the redeemed triumph. Lyra, praise prepared for the conqueror. Ara, far prepared for his enemies. And the third one in that constellation that we'll talk about tonight is Draco, the dragon cast down. Right there, ladies and gentlemen, in the constellation of Sagittarius, we have Draco, that old dragon, that serpent, and cast down. And the stars depicted and show it. In the Capricorn, which is the fifth sign that we'll talk about, is a result of the Redeemer's suffering. Sagittae, the arrow of God sent forth. Aquila, the smitten one fallen. Delphius, the dead one rising again. Oh, what a blessing. And listen to this one. This is the sixth one. And ladies and gentlemen, through the procession of the equinox, we are now entering into the age of Aquarius. And it means the blessing assured. In Pisces Astraeus, the blessing bestowed. In Pegasus, the blessing quickly coming. And in Sagunius, the blesser surely returning. Oh my, in the age of Aquarius. What a story we can talk about tonight on the age of Aquarius. In the seventh sign is the age of Pisces. The blessing in obeyance, the band, the great enemy, Andromeda, the redeemed in bondage, Cepheus, the deliverer coming to loosen. And all of that happened, ladies and gentlemen, in the age of Pisces, of the coming of what we believe to be the great Messiah, who came through the band to engage the great enemy. And in the Andromeda constellation, the redeemed that were in bondage, those that had sat in darkness, had seen a great light, and therefore he's here in the age of Pisces to deliver, ladies and gentlemen. Now, notice as we get into the eighth aspect of Aries, which is the blessing consummated. Ethiopia, the captive delivered. Thetis, the great enemy bound. And Cepheus, the breaker delivering. And in the ninth one is Taurus, the Messiah, coming to rule. In your sacred circle, that is the bull, as we know it, in the top of the constellation, and it is the Messiah coming to rule. In Orion, in one of the bands of the constellation of Taurus, the Redeemer breaking forth as light, and the word Orion is light, ladies and gentlemen. Ardanius, wrath breaking forth as a flood. Anguilla, safety for his redeemed in the day of wrath. I'll hide you in the shadow of my hands. And the tenth one would be Gemini, that we would discuss in the series of the star serpents, is Messiah as Prince of Prince. Lyptus, the enemy trodden underfoot. Praise Yahweh. Canis Major, the coming glorious Prince. Canis Minor, the exalted Redeemer. And in the 11th sign, we have the sign of Cancer, and it's redeeming the Messiah's possessions. Oh, hallelujah. In Usurer Minor, the lesser sheepfold. In Usurer Major, the fold and the flock. In Ergo, the pilgrim's arrival at home. And in the final constellation is Leo, and it's the prophecy of triumph fulfilled. Hydra, the old serpent destroyed. Praise Yahweh. Crater, the cup of wrath poured out. Orvis, the birds of prey devouring. My friends, let me assure you one thing, that Yahweh has declared the end from the very beginning. It's all written in the stars before you. Now, does Yahweh Pastor Buddy. The warning was that Yahweh is going to beacon us or give us in the days of his long suffering. Remember, in the first era of flood, in the days of Genesis, the Bible said when once the long suffering of God awaited in the days of Noah, then we know that in our own patience we possess our soul. Yahweh has given every chance for man. But Yahweh tells us that man will not heed. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it come in the days of the fire, the Redeemer coming forth. Remember in the Aquarian Age where he pours out. This is the awakening, the age of the bringing forth and the transformation of the sleeping cold fish of the Piscean Age. Now, you can't count the number of churches and ministries and groups that are short-tempered, angry, hostile. These are the same sources that usually tie the Creator to themselves in a way to gain or to intimidate or to promote fear. It goes typically like this. If you won't listen to what we say, Yahweh will get you for this. And that's basically what the church has done to gather the people into masses as they huddle like dumb sheep without any knowledge. And the Bible says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. In 2 Peter, going back to Yahweh's mercy, and I'm going to give you some mercy, and then I'm going to give you the facts of Satan coming quickly to set in this temple that we talked about in part one of the Star Serpents and their coming. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5 makes a number of statements of what Yahweh did anciently to be sure that we see his wrath or the one hand, but his patience on the other, meaning that there has to be a preparation. For listen to this now. For if Yahweh did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell, and committed them to pits of darkness, and reserved them for judgment. Notice, he cast them down and condemned these rebellious angels, but deferred their judgment until a time set forth in the consolations when the dragon is slain and destroyed and the beast and the false prophet are cast into the lake of fire. Now listen, for if Yahweh, God, did not spare the angels that sinned but cast them down to be reserved until the day of judgment. And Peter goes on to say, and he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Peter continues, citing the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, which were condemned to destruction and ashes. This was done to make them as an example for those who would live in this generation as ungodly and unrepentant. Notice in verse 7 and 8. For if he rescued righteous Lot by the sensual conduct of unprincipled men, for what he saw and heard that righteous man Lot vexing his righteous soul by living among them, he felt his righteous soul tormented day after day with their lawless deeds. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the sheep who are huddled in mass in their own souls, they shudder at the thought of the wrath Bible said that the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. But ladies and gentlemen, the star serpents, it is not so. Notice what he said. Abraham said when that he gave a reference to Yahweh, he says, Yahweh won't destroy that city if it has 50 righteous in it. And Yahweh said, no, if there are 50 righteous, I won't destroy it. Well then, Abraham said, how about 45? I won't destroy it for 45, and so on. And how about 40, and how about 30, and how about 20? Each time, a similar reply. And then finally, Abraham got down to 10. For 10 righteous, God said, I won't destroy the city. But he did destroy it because there weren't 10 righteous people to be found. Remember, he only saved Lot and the three daughters. And Lot's wife, who turned back, was destroyed. The point is that Yahweh indeed is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. Now, let's go over to the book of Jeremiah in verse 25 and see if in verses 4 through 6, if we see a similar pattern with the house of Israel. Yahweh was patient many years, and Jeremiah noted that. And Yahweh has sent unto you all his servants, the prophets, again and again, saying, and rising early and sending them. The translation that I'm reading out of says, again and again, time and again, Yahweh sent the prophets to Israel. But, says Jeremiah, you have not listened, nor inclined your ear to hear. The prophet said, turn now everyone from your evil way and from the evil of your deeds, and dwell upon the land which Yahweh hath given to you and your forefathers forever and ever, and do not go after other gods. But the people would not listen. Did you know that their ear is attuned to rapture music, to smooth speech and enticing words? Not for repentance, not for long-suffering, not for fasting, not for praying, not for digging deep and getting on a solid foundation. They're eating and drinking until the time that they think they're going to be raptured out, because they've gone down to some false altar and bowed the knee to Baal, who promised them liberty when they themselves are the servants of the corruption and bondage that we're going to witness. Now, notice this in Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. If indeed you continue in your faith, firmly established and steadfast on the foundation, and you're not soon to moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and which I, Paul, am an able minister. Notice that Paul said the hope of the gospel being proclaimed in all creation under heaven. Now notice then, has the gospel been preached to the whole world? Psalms 19 explains what Paul says here, ladies and gentlemen, because Paul didn't go personally to every creature. He didn't go to every single person or the whole creation. And he, being a very educated man, both in Hebrew and Greek, certainly knew enough about the world geography to have known this. But notice what Psalms 19, 1 through says that Yahweh done. The heavens are telling of the glory of God. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone can look up. Everyone can see the message that's written in the heavens and the end declared from the very beginning. At their expanse, it is declaring the work of his hands, and the day-to-day pours forth speech. Ladies and gentlemen, the star system called quasars is sending out the signals for the spiritual ear, and night to night reveals a knowledge. You can see the stars in the night. And that's what Yahweh said. Look up into the heavens, because have a night of darkness to recognize and see the stars and the galaxies and the expanse. There is no speech. There is no words. Their voice is not heard, the scripture says. However, that even though they have no voice, their line is gone throughout the whole earth, and their utterance is to the end of the world. Now, how is that possible? Ladies and gentlemen, if you have eyes to see and you have ears to hear, you can tell of the great expanse of God's great creation in the heavens. So Yahweh is witnessing to you and into the entire world so that they are without excuse. Day answers to day, night unto night. It cries and reveals the knowledge. And the Bible says, look up. For you shall see these great signs, these marked instances where that Yahweh himself has declared the end from the beginning. By his hands he created the crooked serpent, Hydra, and showed you that he would come and handle the serpent, become the snake handler, if you will. I beheld Satan as lightning fell from heaven. And whosoever will resist Satan will flee. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the nature of a snake to run from you when he comes upon you or you come upon him. But rest assured, if you keep playing with the snake, he will bite you. And beware of the false doctrine of the slow bellies that are teaching in these dead, rooted up, dead churches about the things that is going on, Christmas, Easter, and Halloween. That's what they want you to see. They want you to go through the seasonal functions of the traditions, and Christ said, full wealth. The scriptures is true. They reject my truth to keep their commandments. And as Paul says in 1:18-20 in the book of Romans, for the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all this ungodliness. You eat swine's flesh, you wipe your mouth and say you've done no wrong. You go to the bell box, you commit whoredoms with Baal. You wipe your mouth as an adulterous whore, spiritually speaking, and say you've done no wrong. Because that which is known about Yahweh, they won't listen to a Yahweh prophet. They won't have the word. The Bible says that his invisible attributes, his eternal power, his divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood through that which has been made, so that they're without excuse. Yahweh's creation is a continuous and a complete witness, ladies and gentlemen. Time and time again for every generation, all you got to do is to look up. In the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18-20, the Messiah said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth, and go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing in them in the name of Yahweh, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. This was a basic, ladies and gentlemen. A prerequisite. This is the commission for the true church to teach repentance and baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, which is Yahweh. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached according to Matthew 24:14 into the whole world for a witness to all of the nations of Israel, and then shall the end come. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh does have a final warnings. Listen to it. Yahweh will take you into the age and give you patience. The Bible says to those that he said to come out from among them, be a separate and holy people, and I will receive you. But in Revelations 11, says, I will grant authority to my two witnesses. Ladies and gentlemen, those two witnesses is the old and the new parchment. They will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. And these are the two olive trees, which is the two houses of the house of Israel, and the two lampstands that stand before Yahweh on the earth. And if anyone desires to harm them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone would desire to harm them in the manner, they must be killed. These have the power to shut up the sky in order that rain may not fall during the days of their prophesying. And they have power over the waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with every plague as often as they desire. Written in the two witnesses, the testaments, ladies and gentlemen, written through the blood of the prophets and the Messiah and those who have been killed, and when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes out of the abyss will make war with them, overcome, and kill them. Ladies and gentlemen, the beast power under the old covenant killed all the prophets. The beast power, according to Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7, that there was war in heaven. The serpent, as is depicted in the seal of his witness, written when the stars was placed in the heavens as the end was declared from the very beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at Revelation 11, verse 15, and the seventh angel sounded, the kingdom of the world had become the kingdom of Yahweh, and he will reign forever and ever. He said, behold, I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. I am he that liveth and was dead, and I'm alive forevermore. And at the end, we'll have, as is recorded in the book of Thessalonians, in chapter 4, verse 16, in the final end time preparation witness, says Yahweh will come from heaven with all his holy angels with a shout. A shout, ladies and gentlemen. A shout. And then shall the end come. Matthew 25, verses 31. When the Son of Man, who shall descend from heaven with a shout, shall come with his holy angels, before him shall be gathered all of the house of Israel. And he shall bring the sheep to the right, and the goats, those who would not hear, those who would not hear, as it says, fear Yahweh and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who hath made the heaven and the earth and the seas and the springs of waters. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your opportunity. This is the time for you before the last plagues coming soon, in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, and the very coming of this star serpent. He's coming out of the heavens, and the heavens and the earth will shake with a violent spiritual shaking of a great earthquake. You know what's going to happen? The minds of Satan's children will be instantly hooked up to the reptilian brain of the evil one. If you have sowed a good seed, you will reap a harvest of good fruit. If you have sown to the flesh, if you have given your power to Satan, ladies and gentlemen, If you look in Matthew chapter 24, you'll see that the sorcery of the end time prophets, beware that no man deceives you, for the consequences of deception, woe to them that are at ease in Zion, woe to them that won't study, woe to them that won't pray, woe to them that will not push their plate back and quench their appetite and fast and pray for the understanding that it's going to take. For if the word spoken through angels is proven unadulterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense, how shall those that have not sought him, that have not prayed, that have not give all, how shall they escape if they neglect this great salvation which was spoken of by our Messiah when he said, sell what you've got, give it to the poor, take up your torture stake, and follow me. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't come out of the world and the things of the world, then the plagues that are laid up for the unrighteous and the hard-hearted, those who have turned back, those who have gotten cold, those who have gotten content to live in a wicked world without crying out, to accept a tradition rather than truth, for that the wrath of God comes upon all of the disobedient. And Satan is coming, ladies and gentlemen, and warnings before the flood came upon the unsuspecting as a thief in the night. Then so it will be upon all the disobedient in our days, for as it was in the days of Noah, as it was written by the prophetic announcement of the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, that you know, ladies and gentlemen, that you are in a battle. And you'll know, ladies and gentlemen, that the time has come when men will not endure sound doctrine. We say, well, Pastor Buddy, what must I do? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to have something that will change you. You've got to have a change in your heart. And you have to be called, and you have to be sent from the very depths of the things that Yahweh has given you to do. You've got something to do. I'll be right back after station identification. You're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call and the Star Serpent. I'm going to show you how he's coming. Let's change that heart and be like Yahweh.
Change my heart, Yahweh.
you'll know. You'll know in whom you believed. You'll know in whom to trust. And in the last days, you will not be deceived. Because you know what the Bible says concerning the last day? That Satan is coming with great wrath because he's cast out into the world. You know why he's coming? Because he's given a mission. He's coming to deceive the very elect. He's coming for a sign that you might have the appointment as you can join with the group that Satan will make war with. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that Satan is going to make war with the saints? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I've been in a battle for so long. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you that if you'll hold on and you won't give up and you will pray for Yahweh's purpose and the sign of his covenant, and you remain faithful and you put your hands to the plow and you won't look back, if you keep pressing toward the mark and you keep in Virgo Isaiah 7:14, for unto us a son is born, the incarnate Son, God in a flesh body, as the Redeemer of Libra in 1 Corinthians 6:20, as the Sovereign One in Scorpio of 1 Corinthians 15:55, as the Conqueror of Sagittarius that we're talking about, where he will bind Satan, Revelation 6:2, and the Sacrifice of Capricorn in Romans 3:25, and the living water that is about to be poured out upon the suffering fish age people caught in the great love net of our Creator. Did you know the Bible says that there will be a great day when the net will be pulled to the shore? You say, God loves everybody. Well, let me show you something here. It says that the net will be cast into the sea of humanity, and humanity will be drugged as reluctantly as we all would probably be to stand before that great and terrible day. And the Bible said, examine yourself as the living water, and he that believeth in me, as the scriptures have said, not as some traditional form of the false prophet and the beast power that is setting the world up to be deceived into a fake, false rapture or a getaway, as the evil ones are wanting to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, stay around. The battle is going to be joined. And when Satan comes, he'll come as an angel of light, and men will flock to Jerusalem as he sits in the temple as God. He will be received, but instead he will be the star serpent that I warned you about. You better wait on the liberator of Pisces, as it's recorded in Genesis 48:19-24, with the crowned lamb of Aries of Revelation 5:6. And for the judge that I mentioned in Matthew 25:31, and Taurus as the coming bull, the charging bull of John 5:22. He's coming back in Romans 1:3 as the great king of Gemini. And he's coming back in Isaiah 4:5-6 as the great protector or the great redeemer. And in Revelations 5:5 as the great victor, as the conquering lamb that was slain upon faith and has not yet denied his name. Ladies and gentlemen, won't you know for sure in that day when you stand before him, you can hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'll make you ruler over many." Don't you know that the time is at hand? Don't you know that Yahweh is going to come quickly from the heavens? But remember this and keep this forever in your spiritual sight. And don't let go of this message that Pastor Buddy is giving you tonight. And that is that before the coming of Yahweh, we talked about the crossing. We talked about where the ancients and the heavens were mapped. And at the time of the crossing, in the age of Aquarius, at the pouring out, the fixed stars, which move at a 15 degree per hour, which is caused by the spin of the earth, and moving just less than 1% every day because they orbit the earth, and the human visual system inherited from hundreds of millions of years of millennials have lost their fear and have begun to eat and drink and be merry and be caught up in the world unaware without looking up. And ladies and gentlemen, this message tonight about the star serpents and their coming out of the heavens is a warning to everyone. This message tonight is a warning for all of those who know that Satan is coming out of the heavens. Your government knows it, ladies and gentlemen. The evil know. They have an agreement. And they're going to agree with Satan. The Bible said that Satan will send first the false prophet. And after the false prophet has gathered the masses of humanity into some religious seem right way, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, has that ever happened in this day and age? The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the secret race to control the earth, and Satan knowing that he has but a short time, we are in that chapter. We're in the age of the pouring out. The heavens is going to pour out Satan, ladies and gentlemen, long before it pours out the blessing coming of the Messiah. Satan will make his grand entrance in a kingly style as a shining light, and the whole world in deception will receive him. Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in wars? We are in rumors of wars, and yet history declared that standing in a civilization that we can see the evidence of an advanced race of beings called the Anunnaki, and it's written on the stone tablets of the Sumerian plains how that these gods descended from the heavens and they became marked. And the heavens showed the work that they did. I beheld Satan as lightning fell from heaven. That old serpent, the devil, was cast out, and the records of ancient civilizations of the first world, which is a prelude to the second, water used to destroy the Anunnaki as they were chased off the earth when there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels, according to the Revelation chapter 12 verse 7, and the angels angels that sinned and cast down were put in a wayward, deep space planet system. Now, ladies and gentlemen,